Welcome to Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. With us, Brent Gloy this week, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights and also from ageconomist.com. Brent, this week we're going to talk about edging closer to the ARC County payment cliff. And we've had payments under the various ARC programs, but primarily the ARC County program, now the largest category of direct government program payments. So first of all, to start out, give us some background.
Yeah, so I think most people are pretty aware that the ARC County program has made some pretty good-sized payments in the last few years. Now, not in every county and not all the time, but across the country on average, I would say it's made some pretty hefty government program payments the last few years. And so what we wanted to do is just take a look at where those program payments are heading and what's going to happen over time.
Well, let's start with the benchmark prices. Where do we stand there?
Yeah, I think as you think about the ARC County program, one of the things you got to remember is that it was designed with the use of Olympic averages. And I think a lot of us hadn't really ever heard of Olympic averages before, but what you do to calculate one of those is you, like a five-year, you're going to take out the high and the low, and so basically you're going to average three values over the last 5 years to get your average. The way the ARC County program is working is we're starting to lose more and more of those high prices that we had in the five-year price history. So the price is starting to work its way down pretty rapidly. So if you look into 2016, we know what those prices are going to be. And for corn, it's $4.79. Keep in mind, in 15, we used $5.29, as we did in 14. So we've basically reduced that price by about 50 cents on corn. For soybeans, it dropped from $12.27 to $11.87. And from wheat, it actually stayed the same from 15 to 16. Now, the ultimate payment is obviously going to depend on yield as well. But what we do know is that the guarantees are starting to work their way down.
So what happens for us in 2017?
Well, we don't know for sure because we have to have the 2016 final prices in there. But what we can say is that if the market year average price for 2016 is less than $6.22 a bushel for corn, that market, the benchmark price on the ARC program is going to fall. Okay, and so I can't say that it's impossible that the market year average price is going to be $6.22, but if you look at where prices are now, you might think that that's kind of unlikely. On the other hand, if we said, well, what's the worst case? So let's say that the market average price is less than, say, $3.70 on corn. What would it be? Well, then our benchmark price would fall all the way down to $3.95. So keep in mind, we started at $5.25, and now we would be down to somewhere around $3.95. So those prices are starting to fall rapidly. And I think people need to be aware that those big ARC County payments that we've got in the last couple of years, the one you receive in 2017 might again be big, but the one that will be paid for the crop you plant in 2017 is probably going to be a little smaller, and maybe a lot smaller.
As we wrap it up, what do producers need to know about the ARC County program?
Well, I think the big thing to just be aware of is don't budget. For the payment you get for the 2017 crop, of course, won't be paid until 2018, okay? But as you make those rental decisions, don't understand, do some math on what you think the ARC County program will actually pay for that 2017 program. And I think most people are going to find that it's probably going to be less than they've gotten in the last couple of years. So as they make those cash rental decisions and other things, they really need to push the pencil on ARC County payments and see how big do they actually think they're going to be, because our analysis would say they're headed sharply lower.
That is Brent Gloy, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. For more information, go to ageconomist.com. And to hear this program again, go to the podcast page at ruralradio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.